This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. And we talked to Senate Republican Leader Herman Bertschinger from Grants Pass. Good morning. Thanks for being on with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So talk about what led to yesterday's walkout by the Oregon Senate Republicans.
Well, if everybody, I don't know if they're familiar with the Ways and Means Committee, that's where the bill was. We acquired enough no votes in that committee to kill the bill in that committee. And at the last moment, the Democrats kind of rigged the game again, and Senator Courtney added himself to the committee so that they could have another yes vote, and the bill moved out of committee.
And at that point, from the time that that took place till you called for the walkout, was that pretty much a quick move?
Yes, yes. I mean, we anticipated that, but, you know, this just should go to show the citizens of Oregon how the Democrats manipulate the rules, stretch the rules, or interpret the rules always in their favor, and you know, people got to start waking up. This is not a way to run the state.
Now, do you have an idea as to how long this walkout is going to last?
Well, it could last. You know, the end of session is the 8th of March, and it could last that long.
Now, a lot of people are wondering about other legislation in this short session where you only have a constitutionally mandated 35 days. What about the other items that haven't yet been dealt with aside from SB 1530?
Well, if you're familiar, at the beginning of session, I sent a letter to President Courtney saying that we all know that cap and trade is a very contentious issue, and that we should move all the other policy and budget bills, get all that done, and then sit down and talk about cap and trade. The Democrats, who hold all the cards, no, they're not going to do that. So what they're trying to do now, Kyle, is they're going to try to blame us for all of this stuff. But it didn't have to be this way. They had the ability to move all of the people's work before this. So I'm not going to take the blame for that.
And late yesterday morning, we began to get word that the Senate Republicans were leaving the state, which means it was a pretty quick exit for a lot of you then, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, and for your listening audience out there, it's difficult to do this. We have to use our own personal funds to pay for our airline tickets and our lodging and food and everything. Cannot use campaign funds. So this is something that we don't want to do, but this legislation of cap and trade is so terrible because it literally changes Oregon's economy from a capitalistic-based economy to a socialistic-based economy. It is really horrible legislation, and that's why, if you look at it, Kyle, I think we're up to like 26 counties have submitted resolutions from the county commissioners opposing this. And when the Democrats say, you're not doing your job, we are doing our job. All those counties are the ones that we represent, and they say stop it no matter what it takes. So that's what we're doing.
So any idea how spread out the Senate Republicans are into other states?
Oh, they're just, everybody goes their own way. So it's not like we're all sitting down in Palm Beach or someplace, you know, watching the sunset. No, everybody went, you know, their own way. There's people, or they're spread all around. I don't think there's any two senators are at the same place right now.
And so while this is going on, I presume, though, that you've remained in communication with President Courtney and other folks on the Democratic leadership side, and perhaps even the governor's office as well.
Yeah, and it's the same old thing. You know, Oregon has kind of turned into a full democracy, which is kind of a mobbed rule. And, you know, if you remember right, our forefathers never put democracy in our Constitution or our Bill of Rights. because they were afraid of a true democracy is mob rule. We are a republic. Big difference. But in Oregon, it's mob rule.
As the legislation was being looked at, I understand last week there were a lot of different amendments that people were proposing. What kind of progress did you make from the GOP side at getting any of the Republican proposed amendments looked at seriously?
I would say it's pretty close to zero. The few ideas we had, and that's what the Democrats will say, oh, well, the Republicans have some of their amendments. That's not true. What they did is they took our amendments, took a few sentences out of them that means nothing, put it into the bill, and then say, oh, well, Republicans had input. The bill is a horrible bill, an absolute monster.
What's your maybe biggest reason for opposing it? Is there one thing that sticks out above others?
I'm going to quote Dr. Patrick Moore, the founder of Greenpeace, when he commented and testified on the bill. He said this bill would be taking money from the poor and giving it to the rich.
As you go forward now, this happened last year. There was a lot of tension after the walkout, or actually two during the previous session. What does this do to future relationships between both sides of the aisle?
It's devastating. It just makes it worse.
Do you feel like your GOP members are still able to communicate with maybe moderate Democrats or folks that they know personally, or even some of those relationships getting fractured in all this?
You know, I hope they don't. I think, well, there's some moderate Democrats that are against this bill, but not enough of them to stop it. So I don't know. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I know one thing. This bill is so bad, it's worth doing just about anything to stop it. It really is. It is that bad.
Senate Republican Leader Herman Bertschinger, anything else you want to share with folks this morning?
No, but I do appreciate we do have a heck of a lot of support, a lot of people behind us. You can see with the rallies, if you look at social media and everything, I just thank everybody in Oregon that support us in this, and we're going to stay steadfast.
All right, Senate Republican Leader Herman Bertschinger joining us this morning. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.
All right, 840 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.